President Clinton continues to search for votes in a state that doesn't usually give many to Democratic presidential candidates. On the second day of a two-day swing through Florida, the president addressed two of his favorite audiences, a group of black church leaders and students at a community college. NPR's Mara Liasson is with the president.
Maybe it's because the Baptists had been warmed up by a morning of rousing sermons, but President Clinton got an ecstatic welcome here today. The president visits with this group of black church leaders every year, and before he arrived this morning, the group's president, Reverend Henry Lyons, made an impassioned plea for black voters to go to the polls this November and re-elect the president. The Clinton campaign's goal is to boost black turnout this year, and the president knows the Baptist convention is a good place to start.
We are not taking anyone or anyone's vote for granted, and we know the only poll that counts is the one they take on November the 5th. I ask you to remember that and help others to remember it as well.
The White House was cheered by four new public polls that this week gave the president a lead of anywhere from 14 to 23 points over his rival Bob Dole. The president is using his big lead to good advantage in Florida, a state that hasn't voted for a Democratic president in 20 years. The president narrowly lost Florida to George Bush. He believes that if he spends enough time and money here this year, he can win it. Most of the time, his message in Florida is the same as he delivers to voters everywhere. It's based on the best weapon an incumbent president has, a good economy.
And we had more good news today. According to the latest economic statistics, our economy is growing steady and strong, creating another 250,000 jobs in August. Just the latest evidence, strong growth, the highest consumer confidence in years.
But as he's traveled through Florida this week, the president has tailored his pitch a bit at every stop. Yesterday, he reminded seniors, the most important voting bloc in Florida, about his commitment to Medicare, and environmentalists about his commitment to cleaning up the Everglades. Those are the two issues that have helped to make him so competitive in this state. And when he appeared before the Baptists this morning, he adjusted his speech to fit that audience, wrapping his standard remarks in scripture.
Proverbs says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That is why we passed the Family and Medical Leave Act and why we want to expand it, why we have done our best to stop the advertising, marketing, and sales of cigarettes to children, why we are giving parents the V-chip to help them screen out inappropriate television shows, why we are helping parents and communities to give our young people both discipline and values through supporting communities who decide on their own to have curfew policies, tougher truancy laws, school uniform programs. All these things are our way of saying to communities and to parents, we want to help you do the job that we know you want to do.
As President Clinton admitted, with the Baptists, he was preaching to the choir. But he also was taking his campaign to less hospitable territory, stopping in Panama City in the Florida Panhandle, near the portion of the Gulf Coast known as the Redneck Riviera. This part of the state still has plenty of registered Democrats, but it hasn't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since Jimmy Carter. President Clinton lost Panama City 2-1 in 1992, but the Clinton campaign is full of beans. The president's aides still perform the public ritual of predicting the race will get tight, but right now the Clinton team doesn't believe much of anything is beyond their reach. In Orlando, with the Clinton campaign, I'm Mara Liasson.
Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole had a day off campaigning today. He canceled a trip he'd planned to New Jersey because of some interference from the remnants of Hurricane Fran. Mr. Dole will spend tomorrow in Pennsylvania.